Yevamos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. A Ubar, a fetus that is not yet born, Vayovam, and a Yovam who she did not yet do the Yibam too. Vayeresin, a present woman who just had Kedushin. Vacheresh, and a woman who married a deaf mute person, Ventejeshon Viamechan, or a male who is only 9 years old. Poislin, if she has these situations, she has an Uber, he stops Sabadim from eating Chuma, this is according to Rabbi Yisin, the previous Mishnah, and the Yavam, if the Yavam was a Yisrael, so it passes her from eating Chuma, because she's still connected to the family of the Yisraelim, even though she didn't do the Yibim yet. Erison also connects her to Bas Koyin to Yisrael, and she cannot eat Chuma. A Cheirish is also a Bas Koyin who married a Cheirish, even though it's not a Kedushin Deraisa, it still passes her from Chuma. Same thing with Ben Teisha Shanim Yerechad, if a 9-year-old boy, if he has marital relations with a woman, it's halachically considered marital relations, and if he's possible, he will passel her. V'loy Machilim, all these people also, if she marries them, they do not cause her to eat truma because it's not a full-fledged marriage. And the truth is that a oris after kedushin midaraisa is meichel, and rabbanu is not meichel. But cheirish ben teish shoshanim yemecha, there's no kedushin deraisa with them bichlam. Can't be meichel. Savik ben teish shoshanim yemecha savik eino. We're in doubt if he already reached 9 years old or not. Safik if the shteisaris, safik loyavi, agavi the halachas that tell him adulthood. So safik if he has 2 hairs, he's considered halachic adult only after 13 years and 2 hairs. And nofel abayis alov v'al bas ochiv. And now, So lemaise. When we have a case of a suffix, so the suffix deraisa lechumra. So in the case of the suffix ben teisha, there's a suffix he's old enough to passel this woman, we have to be machmir and passel him. If it's a suffix and he's an adult and his marriage took effect, and in such a case, if the marriage took effect and he died, so they didn't have children, his brother would have to do yibim. If the marriage did not take effect, then there's no need for yibim. So nafal bayis alov. The Al Bas Ochiv. Another suffix is a house fell on him and the daughter of his brother. Who is Bas Ochiv? Bas Ochiv is his brother's daughter who happens to be his wife. So here's a Shalak Abba Evil. If his wife died first, then his wife died first, he had another wife. Then at the time that he died, he was not anymore married to the daughter of his brother, and his brother would do yibum to the second wife that this person has. If he died first, so at the time that he died, the daughter of his brother was still alive. And now we learned before that at the time of his death, his brother could not do yibum, even afterwards the relation died, still he's parted from yibum. So here's a suffix of his chayv and yibum, maybe you do a ezim eisvishin. If the daughter of his brother died first, or he died first. So ratza choletzes v'lo yimisya benes. That's sorrow. Goes through chalitza and not through yibum. Why through chalitza and not yibum? Because we're in doubt if it's the chiyuv yibum or not. If there's no chiyuv yibum, they can't do yibum, so you do chalitza.